The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara here, at the beginning of the daf, continues with the sugya that the Gemara was discussing at the end of the previous Amud Beis. The Gemara there had three braises. One of the braises said that when animals of Meiser, in other words, the animal that was number 10 and the animal that was 11, got mixed together, Tani Idoch, if the two of the Shnayim Ba'asiri, if two animals went out as number 10, and therefore one of them is classified as a number 10, the other one is classified as number 11, we don't know which one is which, they're mixed together. One braisa says, Yamusu, we have to let them both die, we have to kill them. And the Gemara asks Tiras that there's three different braisas that each say a different din. But this braisa that says, Yamusu, we kill them, this one, the Gemara only resolves on this amud. So the Gemara in the Maskana says, Elo, Tirgim Rav Shimon ben Rabbi Abba Kamedi Av Yochanan ben Maisi Bizman Hazeh Askinon Mishum Ta'akolo. The Gemara's final explanation of why the Braisa that says Yamusu, why is the halacha according to one Braisa or in one case that the two animals have to die? It's talking about when it's Bizman Hazeh, when it's during the time when there's no more Beis HaMikdosh and we can no longer bring the Karbonis Meiser like we're supposed to. So then the halacha is that when the Asiri and the Achad Asar, when two of them were called 10, which in essence we have an example of a 10 and an 11 that got mixed together, there the halacha is that they both have to die. Why? Why there do they both have to die? So the Gemara says, Mishum Ta'akala, because we're worried that the halacha is you can't bring them as a carbon. When the Beis HaMikdash was Kayom, and the Asiri and Achad Asiri were mixed together, so we have one of them as a Meiser, the other one as a Din of Ashlamim, so we bring them both as Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, and we're Machmir and both, like the Chumras that each carbon has. They both have to have the Chumra of a Meiser and a Shlamim. And like this, we absolved ourselves from the suffix. We for sure fulfilled the halachas that are applicable to whichever one it may be. But today, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so he can't bring them as a korban, and we're choishish if he'll let it stay around, he may come to takala. He may come to be nana, he may come to benefit from it in a way that's prohibited to benefit. He may come to shear its wool. He may come to do work with it, which are prohibited, at least until it gets imum. And therefore, Chazal said, we just have to get rid of them. We can't leave them around. We have to get rid of these animals. So Rashi is bothered with a question that at the beginning of the parak, we had Rav Huna. It's really not Rav Huna himself, it was really a Gemara that was based on Rav Huna. The Gemara and Gimel Amud Aleph says, why is it that nowadays we are not mafresh meiser behima? And the Gemara originally wants to say that based on Rav Huna, the reason is because the halacha is that an animal that doesn't have a mother, you can't be mafresh the behima. For Ma'isa Behem has no din of Ma'isa Behem. So says the Gemara that if we would be mafresh Ma'isa Behem nowadays, we're afraid somebody will be mafresh Ma'isa Behem with an animal that doesn't have a mother, and such an animal doesn't have any din Ma'isa Behem. So his whole count will get messed up. If he'll use a Yosoim, if he'll use an animal that doesn't have a mother. Later, the Gemara there said a different reason why today we're not mafresh ma'isa behema. The other reason of the Gemara was because of Takala, we're worried if people will be mafish mice nowadays, it will come to Takala, it will come to, they'll be nichshal in benefiting from the animal, from the mice or animal with giza and avoida, they may come to shear its wool, they may come to do work with it. Says Rashi, according to the pshat, that the reason why we don't bring, we're not mafresh maisa, the reason why we don't separate maisa behema nowadays is because we're geyser. Somebody may be mafresh ayosoim, somebody may be mafresh an animal that doesn't have a mother. If that's the case, believes Rashi, then even if somebody will be mafresh maisa nowadays, it won't be chal. It's impossible to be mafresh maisa nowadays. And therefore, says Rashi, our whole halacha would not apply. It wouldn't be shaykh to say that be mafresh maiser, someone was mafresh maiser, and then Chazal say you have to kill it. It will never be chal in the first place for Chazal to say that we have to kill it. However, says Rashi, if the reason why we can't be mafresh maiser nowadays is because of a chashash will come to takhala, so even though that's a reason why a person, it's not only a reason that a person shouldn't do it, once a person does it, it will be chal, and then once it's chal, the halacha will be that will kill it. Until now, the Gemara earlier said that's the reason why a person shouldn't lechatchila be mafresh ani maiser. Our Gemara says, after the fact, if someone went ahead and was mafresh maiser, unlike they were supposed to, so then we have a new halacha also because of takhala. And that new halacha says that we have to kill it. So says Rashi, our Gemara only fits, not like Evhuna, like the other reason of the Gemara, which seems to be the maskon of the Gemara, only fits like the other reason of the Gemara, that the reason why the chatchila, we're not mafresh maisa nowadays, is because of the chashash takola. Tosfos, on the other hand, seems to explain that our Gemara can fit like both explanations that we had earlier in the parak. Tosfos says, even if you learn, Tosfos doesn't say this explicitly, but the Marit Al-Ghazi explains Tosfos like that. Tosfos learns that even if the reason why a person is not supposed to be mafresh maisa behema nowadays is because he may come to separate a yosoim, he may come to include animals that don't have a mother, even if that is the reason, that reason would only be a reason why lechatchila a person should not be mafresh maisa behema nowadays. But that would not mean to say that if a person did it, it wouldn't be chal at all. It's only, the only reason why it's not chal at all is only because what our Gemara says of the chashash that it will come to takhala. So it comes out, the way the Marit Al-Ghazi explains is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn like Rav Huna. Rav Huna's reason that a person lechatchila shouldn't be mafresh maisa nowadays is because he may come to be mafresh ayosoim, does that reason say that even if he did it, it won't be chal? So Maria Dalgazi explains, what does it mean it won't be chal? Why wouldn't it be chal? The Torah gives a mitzvah of maisa behima. The Torah itself doesn't exclude nowadays, even though Chazal said not to do it. But why would it not be chal? So Meir Al-Ghazi explains that the Chachamim, if the Chachamim made a gzeir, a person should not take ma'isa behema, then what they did in essence was they were oiker the chi of Mahafrash's ma'isa behema. How did they do that? The Chachamim went ahead and they made that a person's whole flock becomes hefker for a second and then it goes back to belong to him. Chazal have the power to make hefker. Hefker bezen hefker. Chazal have the power to make somebody's money hefker. So by that Chazal said a person should not take off ma'isa nowadays because of the chash, he may separate a yosoim. What Chazal did was they said every single person's flock is hefker for a second. Later on he gets the ownership of his flock again. And in such a way, Minat Hoyro, it becomes part of a Meiser, and even if a person will separate the Meiser, it won't become Meiser. Says the Meirit Al-Ghazi, the reason why Tosfos did not want to say like Rashi is because Tosfos holds that it wouldn't be sufficient to exempt the flock from Eiser. Tosfos holds that Hefker Bez and Hefker would not be considered Hefker if it only leaves his Rishus for a second. If it goes out of his Rishus and then comes back, such a thing is not Hefker. And he says there's a Tosfos elsewhere that goes Lishitosoi to what he says over here. Tosfos in Yevamis, Peitasam Ebeis, holds the same thing, that since it will remain at the end of the day in the property as the nechosim of the owner, so such a thing is not hefker bezen hefker, and that's why Tosfos could not learn like Rashi. That's how the Merit al-Ghazi explains the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Be that as it may, for at least if you Rashi, if you have Huna, it wouldn't be chal at all. But in the reason of Takala, it would be chal. It is chal. If the reason why a person should not be mafresh ma'is bayman nowadays is because of Takala, it for sure is chal. And on that, the Gemara says, after it is chal, after it becomes ma'is bayma, the halacha is that we must kill it because of a chashash Takala. The chashash Takala goes further and says, we're worried how he will shear the wool or do work with it, and therefore he must kill the animal. Comes the Rambam. And the Rambam seems to be a very difficult Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Bechayres Perek Vav Halacha Bei says that nowadays a person is not supposed to take off Ma'ase Behema, but if a person did take off Ma'ase Behema, the Ma'ase Behema is chal. It will be Ma'ase Behema. And he'll wait until it will have a mum and he'll eat it. So Lechayra, the Mefarshim ask on the Rambam, that Merit al-Ghazi asks it, the Ar Gemara says that nowadays Ma'ase Behema has to get killed. We're worried of Takala, and you can't wait until it gets a mum and eat it. You must kill it right away. So why does the Rambam say you could eat it with a mum? You wait till it gets a mum, and then you eat it. L'chayr, the Rambam goes against Ar Gemara. So there's a Sefer Reishis Bikurim. There's some Shailas Teshuvas at the end of his Sefer that he explains the Rambam, how the Rambam can fit with our Gemara based on a Tosefta. The Tosefta says in Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, that if you have a regular plain animal that got mixed up with a Meiser, so then you let them both go pasture and both get a mum, and then you can eat both of them. However, if you have an asiri and an achar asiri, they get mixed together, then they have to get killed. If the number 10 and the number 11 get mixed together, then they have to get killed. So what's the difference? Says the Reishis Bikurim like this. As we said a little bit before, when the animal that was a number 11, that was called as number 10, it's a little bit like Ma'aser, but not like Ma'aser. It becomes a carbon shlomim. It has a din of a shlomim. A person has full dinim of shlomim. A person has to treat it like a shlomim. So number 11 is a din shlomim. Number 10 is a din Ma'aser. By Ma'aser, there's a big difference between Ma'aser and shlomim. Ma'aser is not redeemable. Never gets redeemed. There's no din that you have to redeem it. The halacha of ma'aser, even bizman shebis hamikdash kayam, if it would get a mum, the owner himself would eat it. He would never redeem it. He would just eat it himself. However, shlomim, if shlomim gets a mum, you have to redeem it and use the money to buy another animal, to buy another shlomim. So nowadays, leaving out any dinim derabbanan min ha'Torah, what happens to ma'aser animals nowadays? Nowadays that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so a ma'aser animal that gets a mum, we can just eat it. A shlomim that gets a mum, we would have to redeem it. We would be able to eat the animal, but we would have to first redeem it onto money and take the money and get rid of the money. We would have to redeem the animal. We would not be able to eat it until we redeem the animal. And the Kedusha the Kedusha of Shlomim that's on the animal would go and transfer onto the money. And then the money would be unusable. The money would have to be designated to buy with it a Shlomim, to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. The money would have on it the Kedusha of Shlomim. And since nowadays we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, that money would have to be destroyed. So says the Rishis Bikurim, when do I say that the Chachomim made a takana that Maisa nowadays has to get killed? They only said that when it's a mixture of number 10 and number 11. Our Gemara that says we have to kill the mixture is when it's a mixture of number 10 and number 11. When it's a mixture of number 10 and number 11, that anyways we have a Shlomim mixed in, and the Shlomim animal, even after we'll get a mum, we're going to have to redeem it and have money and then throw the money out. So it comes out that there's money here that will anyways have to be thrown out. Since anyways there's money that has to be thrown out, even if we wait, so then Chazal said, don't even wait, just kill them right now. Where you have just a meiser with a chulin they got mixed together, there if you wait till they get a mum, you don't have to redeem anything. Then you can just eat everything without any redemption. Then there won't be any loss of money at all. When there's no loss of money whatsoever, then there's no halacha that we have to kill it. Once there's no the loss of money anyways if we wait, then Chazal permitted to wait until it gets a mum and then eat it the way it is. So says the Reishis Bikurim, our whole Gemara that says that nowadays Chazal made a takana that if the evid, if someone was mafresh meiser, we have to kill the animal. That's only in our specific case of where was number 10 and number 11 that got mixed together. However, where it's a regular meiser animal or a chulin animal with a meiser animal, that there's nothing that will have to be redeemed, then our Gemara never said we have to kill it. And that's the pshat in the Rambam. Like this, says Reishis Bikurim, the Rambam could fit with our Gemara, could fit very well with our Gemara. And it comes out that if the Rambam, if someone was mafresh meiser nowadays, they would just wait until it gets a mum, and they would be able to eat the animal.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.